It's here, KOJI, Siouxland Public Media.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Food for Thought with Adrian Kolbo. Today, Linda Scheid, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Siouxland, is live and in studio with us here at Siouxland Public Media. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So glad you're here. You're a longtime friend of Gretchen's and of Food for Thought, a brand new friend of mine. Just chatting, just chatting here in the studio beforehand. But Linda, you're here to talk more about the Food Bank of Siouxland and one event in particular.
Exactly. We have our signature event right around the corner, and it's Empty Bowls. And believe it or not, this is our 14th annual Empty Bowls event. So we've been at this a while. So every year, you know, you want the staples to be the same, but you got to shake it up a little bit and do something fun and new to make it interesting and exciting for our guests to come. So I want to share all of that with you. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. Go for it.
Okay, so our Empty Bowls event is happening Friday, February 2nd, and tickets are on sale right now, but we are selling them quickly. So when we're all done today, if you're thinking, ooh, I need to go to that event, don't hesitate, because we have sold out for several years in a row. And we're getting close, so you want to definitely get your tickets reserved as soon as possible. And trust me, you don't want to miss this. So what we do, Empty Bowls is a fundraiser, no secret about that, for the Food Bank of Siouxland. It's also a hunger awareness event. So our guests, when they purchase their tickets, come on in and they have a lovely evening with soup and bread and dessert, which is all donated. We are so fortunate that way. This year, we have 12 area restaurants and chefs that are donating their soup to us.
Wow.
So you have a good variety of wonderful flavors to choose from. And so, yes, we do the traditional. We'll have chicken noodle. We'll have chili. Our longtime supporters know that they've got to get Aggie's cheeseburger soup, and yes, that will be there. Casey's Bakery is donating all the bread to us this year. Mm. Hy-Vee is donating their desserts for us. Coated Kernels is back with a popcorn bar for us, so that's exciting. We always do a silent auction, so we'll have about 75 items on our auction, and we go for the variety. So we have the less expensive things, we have the more expensive things, the range, so whatever you are willing and able to do with us that night, you've got choices and options and fun things to look at, and we appreciate that. One of the things we're doing differently this year is we're adding a live auction.
Oh, wow.
So there will be a number of items on the live auction. I can tell you there will be a steak package. So a lot of good red meat here in Iowa. People yeah. love that. So we're excited about it. There will be a destination trip. How do you feel about the beaches of Florida? Right now, that sounds really good, doesn't
it? Sounds pretty good. There's a storm moving in this weekend, I think.
That's so, what yeah. I'm hearing as well. So it's fun to think about that beach opportunity. A beautiful ring, so a very nice piece of jewelry that was donated to us. So again, on the live auction, a variety of things as well. So that's new to us. We haven't done that before. And our auctioneers are seasoned veterans of charitable auctions, and they donate their time too. So lots of people that really make this happen for us. We will have live music again this year. We haven't had live music for a number of years. This time we're having a jazz trio called Chevalia, and we're excited to have them there. And I think it's just fun and part of the ambiance of the evening to have that live music there. So I'm excited to offer that opportunity as well.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like an amazing night, mm-hmm. and with all proceeds going to help fund the Food Bank of Siouxland.
Exactly.
And tell us about the Food Bank of Siouxland. As someone, I grew up here in Sioux City, but most people may not know exactly what the Food Bank of Siouxland does and who they serve, what the service area is. So talk a bit about that.
Happy to share that. You know, it is sometimes a bit of a well-kept secret, and we aren't successful if we're a well-kept secret. So happy to put a little light on that topic. First of all, a lot of people don't realize there's a hunger problem in the Siouxland community. They tend to think of it happening in third world countries. They tend to think of it happening in major metroplexes. They don't realize that it's happening in Sioux City and South Sioux City, and it's happening in Ponca, and it's happening in Kingsley, and it is. There are approximately 12% of our population in our service area in Siouxland that are what we call food insecure, meaning they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. 12% is a shocking number. And it's not the traditional image. You think of the homeless person sleeping under the bridge, and yes, there's that. But there are also a lot of people that you may know, and you don't know that they're hungry. They may own a home, they may be renting, they may have an apartment. So it could be the person across the street, it could be the person across the hall, could be a person you even work with. A lot of these folks have jobs, but they're underemployed, or they're dealing with a financial situation that doesn't allow them to go to the grocery store and get everything they need to take care of themselves and their families. And so they need some support. And that's where the Food Bank of Siouxland comes in. In our day and age, in this part of the country, food insecurity is often not about a lack of food. It's about a lack of access to food. And that's what we do, is we provide that link.
Right.
So the food bank brings together food from lots and lots of different resources. About 75% of the product we distribute is donated. Over 20% of it is purchased. So that's why events like Empty Bowls are critically important to be successful, because we have to supplement the donated product with purchased product. And all of that comes together in our warehouse, and it's a big building, about 55,000 square feet, right here in Sioux City, right on the corner of Floyd Boulevard and 11th Street. A lot of people know there's a billboard on that corner. They don't realize that at the bottom of the hill, there's our building.
Right.
And if you've been in Sioux City for a while, you may know it as the Rosenthal Foods building, because they built it and they actually gifted us with that building a number of years ago now.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate to have that space to store our product. And then what we do is we distribute product primarily through our network of agencies. We have about 90 agencies, just under 100 agencies in our 11 county service area that we give product too. So a person in need doesn't really come to the food bank. They go to our partner agency. So they're going to go to a food pantry.
Okay.
And that's where they'll be able to go home with a box or a bag of food to take home and prepare those meals. So if you're thinking about places like the Gospel Mission or the Salvation Army or the Community Action Agency, lots of local churches will operate a food pantry. And if you're looking for food assistance, we will guide you to them. Mm. And you can jump on our website and take a look at the list. We have one for our rural communities. We have one for Sioux City. Take a look at their hours, what you need to be able to get food from them, but that's where all that product goes. Food Bank has been doing this since 1991 here in Sioux City, so we've been around quite a while, but the growth has been dramatic. I personally have been there almost 12 years, and when I came, we were doing about 1 million pounds of food a year. Our last fiscal year was just shy of 2.3 million pounds of food.
Wow.
So it's a bigger problem than people know. The good news is there's a solution,
right,
and that's to help us so that we can have the food to get to the agencies so that when people come to their door, they can help them.
And I think it's important to note from talking to you that it's not just one centralized location.
Perfect.
That is bringing in all this food and then doling it out or giving it out or selling it. There's a larger network of these kind of ancillary places, these spots, these safe places where people are more comfortable probably walking in and receiving that food or getting that food and having access to those resources.
Absolutely. In fact, one of our programs is called the Mobile Food Pantry Program, and that's all about making sure no matter where you are, that you have access to product, because we are not just the Sioux City organization. We're the hub, but you're right. It goes out to all these other locations across 11 counties. So we have 8 counties in Iowa, 3 counties in Nebraska. We go all the way north to the Minnesota border. So we're up in Lyon County and Sioux and Plymouth, Ida, Monona, Crawford. So we have a wide service area, and then Dakota, Burton, Thurston, all in the Nebraska side. So lots of different agencies, nearly 100 of them, food pantries, feeding programs, but like us, their mission is dedicated to food for those who are in need. So the ill, the elderly, the young. Our backpack program is particularly focused on helping children by sending food sacks home in their backpack on Friday so they have food to help sustain them over the weekend.
Right.
Because these are kids that are, by and large, dependent upon the free and reduced lunch programs at school, and they need some extra help over the weekend, and that's what we try to provide. So we're doing about 1,800 sacks a week in 9 area elementary schools. So a lot of children that receive some nutritional support because of the work done at the food bank. So
yeah, if you're out there listening and you're a family that doesn't have a shortage of food around the house, it might be a child that your child is playing with
right.
at school,
right.
sitting in a desk next to them at school, that when they leave school on Friday, they might not have access to food over that weekend. So the food bank is helping that community of people, and it's extremely important work. So how was the Food Bank of Siouxland formed initially? Was it just formed as a nonprofit? Was it
you know, out of need comes a solution, and right. that's really how this got started. And so there were individuals that knew that there was a problem with people being hungry and said, we got to get together and make this happen. So it started in 1991. Then what was called at the time the Northwest Iowa Labor Council was very influential. There were some church folks that came together and were part of that as well. It was all volunteer in the beginning. Mm. And I know the firefighters were very involved, because I've spoken with a gentleman from the firefighters group that would come in, because, you know, they worked that non-traditional schedule. Mm-hmm. And so he would come in on his days off and, you know, load up a pickup and make deliveries and that sort of thing. They had a building on Highway 75 that I don't believe is even there any longer. Then they moved to a building down where the Tyson Event Center is. So that's where they were when Rosenthal stepped in and said, how about this building? So we've had this permanent home now for about 15 years, I believe. So it's been a long run in that facility, which has been great. But it was all about the need. And what we did quite a few years ago was affiliate with the National Network of Food Banks. Today, that network is called Feeding America. It's based in Chicago, and we're a partner distribution organization working with them, which gives us the data and the statistics. So when I'm telling you 12% of our population, they're the ones who do those studies, because trust me, we don't have time.
Right.
Our link with that network is actually through Omaha and an organization called Food Bank for the Heartland. And because of our connection with the network through Omaha, we get two trucks every month that help provide some of the food that we're distributing. We have to pay for it, mind you.
Right.
But it does come to us that way, and that helps us as well. It's one of the many sources that makes a difference.
Wow. Well, this is all... you know, when you come into, you know, kind of looking behind the door of an organization like this, it all sounds so much more complicated, but really it's a very simple thing for us to get involved,
right.
obviously by taking part in the Empty Bowls event. But is there any way for us to get involved that's not monetary? If we're not giving, is there a way to volunteer?
Absolutely. You know, I had shared with you earlier that I started out as a teacher. So as a teacher, I didn't like to talk about the Fs, but as a director of the food bank, I have come up with a way to identify the ways that people can help the food bank. And it's really the three Fs. So the first one is food. So if you're a gardener and you grow an extra row, if you are a farmer and you have too much sweet corn all come together at one time than you can possibly handle. So if you've got food to donate, we are so happy to receive that. Food that comes to us through a food drive. So when the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the letter carriers, they're all coming up on their big annual events in the next few months. Participate in those food drives, because that food makes a difference.
Right.
So food is the first avenue. The second one is funds, and that's what we're talking about with Empty Bowls and other ways. If you jump on our website, there's a donate button on every page, because all those donations make a difference. We can acquire 13 pounds of food with a dollar, so it's a whole lot more than what you and I can do at the grocery store. So food donations, fund donations, and then the third F, of course, is friends, because we are a staff of 8. We could never do the work we do without friends and help and volunteers. So if you're thinking, there's got to be a way to get involved in this, I want to be part of the solution to the hunger challenge, by all means, give us a call and we'll figure out what's going to work for you. But we love our volunteers and absolutely could not do this work without that help.
Well, that website to go to is what?
Siouxlandfoodbank.org.
Okay, so all the connections you need, whether to the Empty Bowls event, I
right.
imagine you can get signed up for that
right.
event there. Sponsor a table or just make a general donation
right.
to the food bank. That's Siouxlandfoodbank.org. And just one last time, give us kind of the recap of this Empty Bowls event, that over 600 guests, right? I mean,
right.
everyone who attends gets a handmade, hand-painted bowl.
Right. So we have professional artists that make beautiful pieces and donate it. We have student work, and I love those. And we have a wonderful partnership. Second year now with Ashley is our friend. friend at Pickled Palette, and she has bowls. You can come in and you can paint it, get to be creative and do all the fun things. It costs you $5, and she provides you with the bowl and the materials, and then that's one of the bowls that will come to us and be given away to our guests at Empty Bowls. So lots of partnerships that make this successful. You're right. It's wonderful that everybody gets to take that bowl home as their visual reminder of those who truly have an empty bowl.
Well, this has been wonderful, and I think that this event is just amazing. It's an amazing feat alone just to put together 600 hand-painted bowls. But thank you so much to your team and the food bank for all that you do in our community, and we look forward to having you back on the program to talk more in the future, maybe for the next event.
Happy to do that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, today I was speaking with Linda Scheid, Executive Director, the Food Bank of Siouxland. I'm Adrian Colbo, your host for Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next time.